This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're chatting with Teresa Weatherall Neal. She's the superintendent of the Grand Rapids Public Schools. How are you doing today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you've been with GRPS for about 35 years. What ignited your passion for public education and working with kids?
You know, I have, even as a student, I've always had an interest in helping other children with their schoolwork. So I've always loved school. I love books. I love everything about school. And so I don't know where it came from.
Now, when you were a student, who were some of the teachers that took a big interest in you and made a difference in your life?
Well, I had so many. Mr. Willie Shumpert was the first person that I really connected with, and that was in the seventh grade at South Middle.
And any others that you feel are noteworthy and standouts for you?
Mr. Randolph was extremely important. He taught math. And I've just had so many educators in my life. Jacob Robinson, I really got to know him when I started working in Title I. And that was in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably was the most influential person in my life as it relates to education.
So you feel that they all inspired you to go down a path of education?
Not only go down the path of education, Jake Robinson took that to a whole another level. And he really helped me to focus on doing right in this position for mm-hmm. other people. And so it's not just education for myself. He encouraged me to go back to college, but he also helped me focus on helping others get there as well.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of buzz going around about the restructuring plan you've been proposing. I know it's gone through a few changes.
Mm-hmm.
Where do things stand with it at present, and what's on the table?
The transformation plan really is about academic achievement, and closing buildings is just one way to help us get there. I am still proposing that we move the students from Creston High School and that program to the Centers of Innovation High. I am asking that we move City Middle High School to Creston High. Those are probably the biggest pieces that are causing concern.
Now, what's the feedback that you've been getting from the community as well as parents of the children attending GRPS?
You know, there is a very positive buzz in the city right now. People understand that change is very difficult. However, they know that in order to sustain this district, we must do something. So I've had a few naysayers, but that's to be expected. But the majority of the people that I've spoken with, including students, has been very positive.
Now, with the naysayers, is there anything that seems to come up time and time and again with them?
Yes. Yes. It is, don't close my school.
Mm-hmm.
I really love this neighborhood. And then what's going to happen to my job and my teachers?
Mm-hmm.
And the last is around property.
Okay.
The value of property.
Now, how long would it be before the first school closes, and how long will it take for savings to begin being realized by the restructuring process?
That's an awesome question. The first savings, I am looking right away in September. And the process, I am looking to start this right in September. Actually, I've been meeting all morning on what's our next steps.
Okay. So nothing would be closing until September, is that correct?
That is correct. This plan will allow us to phase this in between January 1 mm-hmm. and September 4th.
So students who started the school year at their school in this September, they would finish out the school at that location then, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
We will not make any changes until the fall, and so even summer school. We will try to hold summer school in the places that we generally do,
mm-hmm.
and so not to totally disrupt the lives of children.
Now, what are some of the measuring sticks that you'll be using as the plan progresses to know that you're on the right track?
One that I will look at is, obviously, I would like to retain the students that we have, and we welcome others, but absolutely retention. The other is academic achievement.
Mm-hmm.
When we can move qualified staff members and put them in the buildings provides additional opportunities for children, I am looking to see some gains right away from this.
Now, when we're talking about the teachers and the consolidation here, are there going to be homes for all of the teachers who were at the other schools, or are we unfortunately going to be losing some of those teachers?
We are going to be losing not only teachers. I am looking to reduce the number of staff members in the Grand Rapids Public Schools. And that is just, as you lose students, you really need to adjust the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am looking to do that over the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years, absolutely.
Now, what's going to become of the buildings? I remember I went to Iroquois Middle. That was torn down a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's now that section has been rebuilt as a new school. I believe it was for the related to Grand Rapids Christian High or mm-hmm. something of that nature. So what are you looking at with these buildings and these locations?
Some of the buildings, I may put a couple of the buildings on the market, but I am also looking to mothball some of them and then to see if we can repurpose and work with the community to find out what is the best use of the buildings. I do believe that as the superintendent of the Grand Rapids Public Schools, I am just a steward of the buildings right now,
mm-hmm.
but I think it belongs to the community. And so I think we need to come together to have a voice.
Now, you stated before that the plan is not set in stone. Could some consider that is that you're not 100% confident in it?
Absolutely not. That's a great question. I just think that as a community, we should have a voice with our schools. And so the plan that I have submitted in the beginning, I felt was a great plan, great thinking. However, after many community meetings and hearing from a lot of people, I did make some changes to it. So I think made it a better plan. And now, once the board votes on the plan, then it becomes written in stone. And as I said Monday night, I stand by the plan now as it is written.
Now, will there be any other changes potentially before the vote?
No.
And,
okay. There may be changes from the board, but I will not make any additional changes.
Okay.
No.
Now, the vote for that is coming up in about a week. What happens if they vote it down? What's the next move?
If, in fact, the board votes the plan down, then I am going to start right away in January, still focusing on academic achievement, and we will run a plan based on the buildings that we have, the resources that we have, but I will be very upfront with members of this community. This is what we can do
mm-hmm.
in this amount of time.
Okay. So is that's kind of like a plan B, if you will?
Absolutely. It is my hope that the board will support the plan, but the ultimate decision is left up to those 9 members. And actually, I need 5 members of the 9.
Okay.
And so that will determine the future.
Okay. And you're pretty confident that they're going to support the plan?
You know, I don't know for sure, but I have given the board all of the information that they have requested. It's a great board. What I do know is their focus is on academic achievement for all children, and they understand what it's going to take to get us there.
Now, are there other districts out there across the nation that are in similar situations, and what have they done to turn things around?
Great question. I have spoken with many, many superintendents across the not only the county, but superintendents are calling me from other states saying this is what they did. I'm on the right track. And they are all willing to help me to give me advice on where to avoid pitfalls. I think it's just wonderful. So many people want our children to succeed. I am getting people from all over helping. And many things that they did, those are the pieces that we're doing here. Stay focused on academic achievement, getting the right people in the right place.
Were they able to give you any insight into a time frame to make sure that, you know, you're not trying to do something too quickly?
Yes. That is what people are saying is you have to go slow in order to go fast. And so this plan, I am now putting together a time frame for the board so that we can see how long is it going to take, what are the resources to make this happen, and what can we do by September 1,
mm-hmm.
and actually I just gave the date this morning, August 1st,
mm-hmm.
what can we do by August 1st so that we're ready to open schools on September 4th?
Now, high school sports, obviously an important staple in our community. What is this restructuring plan going to mean for high school sports?
I am meeting with Mr. Jim Haskins, from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, as well as someone else is coming down to meet with me, Terry, and we're going to come together to create this new plan. Other districts, they have gone. Wyoming Park actually just recently, he went from two teams to one. And so we're working with people in this community to figure out what's the best way to do that. Athletics is extremely important, mm-hmm. but I do want winning teams.
Sure. Now, in addition to restructuring, what are some of the things that GRPS needs to do to stay competitive with charter schools?
You know, not only charter schools. I think in order to stay competitive in this world of education, we need to be the very, very best. And whatever that is going to take, we need to do that. I don't see charter schools as someone or a group that I just need to compete against. But I do see that education is the answer, and we need to come together with the Catholic schools, the Christian schools, charter schools, and anyone else that's out there trying mm-hmm. to help us educate children.
Now, a friend of mine wanted me to ask, what is GRPS doing to avoid sequestration budget cuts to education spending should Congress not reach the much-talked-about fiscal cliff agreement by January 1st? And what would it mean for GRPS teachers funded through Title I money?
You know, we fund quite a large number of teachers through all of our consolidated grants. That is going to be huge. We are right now committed to our teachers for the entire year. And if, in fact, we don't get our money that we're planning on as we go into this next budgeting season, that will definitely cripple the system. We have a lot of children here that qualify for our categorical mm-hmm. programs, and without it, Grand Rapids will go under.
So 5 to 10 years from now, where do you see GRPS?
You know, I see a much smaller school district in 5 to 10 years. I think that with all of the options that parents have right now, people are going to begin to make more and more choices. So I think we will be smaller in size, but I think we will be stronger in the product that we deliver. And I also see us really partnering with other institutions in this community to educate our children.
Now, what happens if the plan doesn't work out? Could the state step in, and what would happen then?
Absolutely. We have been in contact with Dr. Covington and Mr. Roy Roberts, and that is on the possible takeover, the Education Achievement Authority. If, in fact, we do not close the achievement gap in the next 3 years on these schools, you know, maybe somebody needs to come in and take over. I'm not so against it.
So that would be a ways out then?
It is. I am looking to partner to give me at least 2 to 3 years to turn this around.
Okay.
It's very difficult to turn something around with 18,000 students, 4,000 employees in this entire community. It won't happen overnight.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting with Teresa Weatherall Neal. She's the superintendent of the Grand Rapids Public Schools. Thank you so very much for joining me.
Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.